Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How much responsibility? You may say none. Does the NFL have in this whole Jeff Ulbrich sensitive information, protecting the information situation, does the NFL have any accountability for what happened?
Look, at the end of the day, Ulbrich had a computer that wasn't secured, or at least, as you said, you think you bring your computer home from work, you figure your kid's not going to get to start monkeying around with it. But the NFL, because I guess everybody that was on the list got a second email that had the personal information to get in touch with Shedeur Sanders. And some of this goes back to the conversation we had yesterday because he doesn't have an agent. And if he had an agent, there would have been a mechanism in place for teams to contact his representation,
true,
get the deal through.
True.
But they didn't. But, okay, regardless, I don't know why the NFL's got to send this guy's phone number out to everybody in the league as if, like, we have a general idea where he is. Right? I mean, it's not like, where's Waldo? You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, like you're going to go to the wilds of Africa. Dr. Livingston, I presume, it's Shedeur Sanders. No, I mean, you know where he was going to be for the draft location. So to me, yeah, that was kind of crazy that they did that. Now, I don't know, you could argue if that was a way of blanking with him somehow. I don't know. But I just, at the end of the day, we had somebody who had somebody in his household who's incredibly irresponsible, and that's what happened. But it was kind of curious that the NFL would send out a second email with the contact information to everybody.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about the process. Look, I'm not trying to assess blame here because we know what happened. But I also think, like, when there's been a breach, okay, and your company has a breach, guess what happens? They change the policy. They don't do what they used to do. They change how they operate. And all I'm saying is, like, the NFL can find the Falcons, and they have, and they can find Jeff Ulbrich, and they have, but it doesn't change, like, Mike, next year, is the policy going to be different? Are they going to do this again where they send out a separate email for, oh, I don't know, Arch Manning if he decides to come out? I'm just saying, you don't just ignore how the process is when something like this takes place. I find it interesting. A lot of people hit me up, and we were talking about this yesterday because Mike spent a lot of time on it because the fine came down yesterday, and they kept saying, you know, what should the NFL, how much accountability should they take with this situation? I want you to hear Adam Schefter talk about the prank call. This is Schefty from ESPN.
But I got a text on Sunday night that said, the Shedeur prank thing is awful, but shows their naivete by not hiring an agent. The fact that they had the league send his number to the entire football distribution list was such a mistake, one that wouldn't have happened with an agent who would have handled that communication. I've never seen the league share a draft prospect's number with the entire distribution list. As soon as I saw the email on Thursday of draft day, I was like, oh no. And the league probably shouldn't have disseminated it the way that they did, knowing it was ripe for abuse.
It's a great point, you know, and again, I haven't heard the NFL investigating the Abdul Carter prank or the other pranks. I think it was Tyler Warren's prank, you know, call that came up. I mean, maybe they are, but I haven't heard anything about it. But because, you know, ESPN, everyone makes this thing to literally the ultimate federal case that, you know, we get slapped with $250,000 and Ulbrich's out $100,000.
Yeah, but what he's saying is that has not been done.
Right. So are they just messing with – was that just – a mess with Shedeur?
So then where's the accountability,
right,
on the league? And by the way, for everybody who's going to say, well, he should have had an agent. Adam said that. But understand, all these guys don't.
Right.
Not every guy is represented at this particular time. They may ultimately hire an agent. But you also know this, Mike. Coming into the league, it's slotted. You're not going to negotiate. You may negotiate bonuses, right, et cetera, but you're not negotiating where you were drafted and what that slot says you are set to make. And so, therefore, a lot of guys are like, you know what? And we've seen it. We've seen it in second contracts where I think you absolutely probably should have an agent because there's more at stake. But that doesn't answer the question about why the NFL did what Adam Schefter just said they did. Oh, let's play it again, yeah, because I think this is very important. When we start talking about, oh, well, you know, the old bricks, time out. How is this information sent out to everybody and it's accessible to everybody?
But I got a text on Sunday night that said, the Shador prank thing is awful, but shows their naivete by not hiring an agent. The fact that they had the league send his number to the entire football distribution list was such a mistake, one that wouldn't have happened with an agent who would have handled that communication. So I've never seen the league share a draft prospect's number with the entire distribution list. As soon as I saw the email on Thursday of draft day, I was like, oh no. And the league probably shouldn't have disseminated it the way that they did, knowing it was ripe for abuse.
How many people on that list? So what is that, 1,000 people?
All the draftable prospects that may hear their name over that three-day period.
I mean, but you're talking about how many people on the NFL list? I mean, between assistant coaches? I mean, it's Ulbrich's computer.
Oh, you're talking, yeah, yes, employees, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's over 1,000 people. But, again, at the end of the day, being so Falcon, you know, again, Adam makes a great point. Were they trying to F with Shador Sanders? And why doesn't the league take a look at themselves then? Do a little self-scouting on this whole process. Because, unfortunately, though, if there were more than 1,500 addressees that got this information, only one coach had his son dive into his laptop. So, still comes back to us.
I think the NFL, though, has to be more accountable for this kind of situation. Again, Schefter doesn't say that in jest. He's telling us that this has never happened.
Right. So, why am I going to see some talking head scream about this on ESPN? See, it's too nuanced for the average fan to get it. The die has been cast. It was Ulbrich. It was his kid. Ha, Falcons, boom. Someone's got to pay. And there you go. So they got their pound of flesh for something the NFL partially screwed up.
They did. 404-726-0929. That is what we're talking about. And when I asked you how much accountability should they have, most of you were screaming at us and saying none because this was Jeff Ulbrich and his son, or specifically his son. This is the part that has been left out. How did this information get out there? And again, if this is your company and there's a breach, you're going to be watching kind of your videos. There'll be emails. There'll be all kind of stuff that they'll say, hey, we changed the policy. The NFL, moving forward, are they going to? Because obviously, this is the first time it's happened. Could it happen again?
Yeah. Well, I mean, why wouldn't it just go to 32 general managers and cut it off there?
There you go, you know, Mike.
Why is it going to assistant coaches? So, but again, it doesn't matter now. Because everything else with the Falcons, we're screwed. Now, the good news for us is it wasn't, the average fan could give a crap about $250,000 that Arthur Blank has to pay, unfortunately. Doesn't cost us a draft pick. But it's just the whole story, it drops right on our lap. But the NFL, to your point, is certainly complicit in how this whole screw-up got rolling.
And that's what we want to get across to you. That's it.
But no one's going to say that on the networks. No one's going to say that on NFL Good Morning Football or ESPN.
The fact that
no one cares.
But the fact that Adam Schefter is explaining it is big. Because, again, here's a guy that's around the league and gets all this information, and he's basically telling us, hey, this should have never happened.
Right.
If he had an agent, great. But this should have never happened by the way that the league handled it. But now here we are.
That doesn't play to the victimization angle that everybody's been jumping on.
You're right.
By the way.
You're right.
And look, the young man, if you didn't see the video yesterday, a number of reporters who cover the Browns, he's already doing work in the community. He's visiting elementary schools and stuff.
Shador
Sanders. Yep. And Shador Sanders in Cleveland, which is great. But yeah, I mean, still, the way this thing got just – the way the networks – I mean, the talk sports shows on TV handle it, it was ridiculous. It was so blown out of proportion.
Vincent says, do you guys realize this made world news last night?
Yeah, it was on ABC.
Well, it just wasn't on ABC. It was across the board because it's a big sports story. Sports sometimes crosses over.
No, I'm saying I saw it on ABC. Yes, it was on the news. I was saying, and of course, last night, to play it up even more dramatic, called him up and shattered his dreams.
Yes.
Shattering his hopes.
Yes, and Vincent saying that. it's everywhere, Vincent. I mean, that's what we were saying. It's top of the fold wherever you read, wherever you get your news. And I think that's why everybody, I said this, when you travel or you go somewhere and everybody says, oh, you're from Atlanta. Man, what's going on with the Falcons? I'm over that. Let's talk about winning and winning divisions and getting to Super Bowls and winning, going deep in the playoffs. It's always this other stuff that we have to deal with. Part of it is because when these stories happen, they become big, big stories, and it's just outside of the world of sports. So, yeah, Vincent, we are aware. It was everywhere, man.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, now as we can said yesterday, we can talk about football. We can talk about where this draft class starts to come together, rookie minicamp before you know it. Next thing you know, we'll have our schedule release. Speaking of funny angles, news angles, I saw this today in Pro Football Talk. Let me run this by you. Mike Florio says, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you want to avoid extra pressure, you don't sign with the team until after the schedule comes out. Because if you come and announce where you're going, I thought it was a bit of a thin argument, but I guess you could give it its merit. The idea being that once, you know, he was with the Jets and coming off the injury, the Jets got all those national games last year.
They did.
And even going back to when he first signed, of course, had the injury. And if he goes and right now waits till after the schedule comes out, they'd have to flex some of those games later. If you look, the Steelers are still going to get a ton of national games, but you buy the argument?
I mean, whereas if he was to go to a lesser franchise, I might, because then it makes it more attractive. It's the reason why the Jets weren't on all those national games, Mike, and then all of a sudden they were. Right. He made them more attractive. I don't know if he makes the Steelers more attractive. Steelers, you know, they got a following
everywhere.
It's a
national brand.
So they're going to be on Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. They'll get a Thursday night game. That's just the – but does it enhance it if he goes there? Yeah. Because the league's going to eat it up and try to make it way bigger than what it is. But I do I buy that a little bit from Florio. Right. I buy it a little bit.
I thought it was interesting because, I mean, like, first thing, my only feeling is if you're Aaron Rodgers, your massive ego loves the spotlight. I would think you'd be upset if you were flexed to a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be 4 o'clock a national Sunday night or Monday every time, right?
I would tell – man, look, I can't wait to see how this shakes out. And, again, I've said to Mike that if you're Aaron Rodgers and they say, hey, when is he going to sign or when is he going to show up, he doesn't have to show up till camp. Let's just be real. What is he showing up for OTAs and rookie mini camp for? To get acclimated to his teammates? Like, if he really wanted to just play this out, he doesn't have to show up till camp starts. That's late July.
Right.
And now it is April. It's May 1st. So that means we're talking about this for two and a half more months.
Right.
You know?
Just say you're going to do it, right? I mean, either way, like I said, we asked Brian Baldinger yesterday about it. Everybody we've spoken to, nobody has any clue where this is going to go. And as I said, you go on Pat Mac, you don't say anything, but keeps his own counsel because he has no friends.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So we'll have to wait and see where this one goes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.